Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An N behind him. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Temperature right now, 72 degrees in Pittsburgh. That is fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Same thing I said yesterday. I would like to hear Penn State fans on this first and foremost, because it's your team that's going through this coaching search now that has this opening, and it's your job to talk about, and it's your job to know the candidates and have feelings on them. So Matt Rhule, odds-on favorite, saying, quote, "I love Penn State today. I love Penn State. I was born with a Penn State shirt on. I love the man who's overseeing the coaching search, the AD. We go to the Outer Banks together," or whatever they do. We go to Myrtle Beach together.
We play golf together.
We have family T-shirts that say Kraft Rules on it, and we have them made every year.
And we Doyles take a, from I Billy don't know, Madison. We ride a wood paneled station wagon. Sometimes it goes near a cliff.
Yeah. Your reaction to him being the odds on favorite. You are a Penn State alum, so I will give you the first crack at this.
I mean, I do think it would be pretty underwhelming. He's got a good thing going right now at Nebraska, where they have been trying to turn that program around pretty much since Frank Solich left.
Lateral move.
In terms of program prestige?
In terms of how Chris Mueller looks at the situation.
I think Penn State's a better job, pretty inarguably, than current-day Nebraska. Yep. I don't really know how that's arguable at all. Penn State's, to me, like a top 10 job, probably top 12 job.
Nebraska's won the national championship more recently than Penn State.
Much to the dismay of Penn Staters that particular year.
They played in the national championship game more recently
than Penn
State.
I think you would not find much cause to argue with me saying that over the last decade, certainly since Franklin took over Penn State, much better program.
Yes.
Nebraska's been largely in the wilderness and Rhule's trying to drag them out. It would be a step up for him, but for Penn State, I think you'd be getting a guy whose career record and resume shows that he has the same problem James Franklin has, beating really good teams with any regularity. Matt Rhule in Temple, I think Matt Rhule is a really good job, because that's a bad place to try to win college football games. And to Matt Rhule's credit, he got them going.
They were relevant.
He dragged
for that level of college football.
He dragged them to relevance. They went 2-10 his first year, 6-6, 10-4, 10-3. Winning 20 games in two seasons at Temple is like borderline unfathomable. Baylor, much bigger job, much more pressure. 1-11, 7-6, 11-3. Nebraska, 5 wins, 7 wins. He's already got 5. He's almost certainly going to have the best season he's ever had at Nebraska in his third year there. But I look at Matt Rhule, and I can't, like, off the top of my head tell you, oh yeah, I remember that huge game against a big-time opponent where Matt Rhule surprised everybody and pulled off the win. That's like the very first thing. He has built up 2 programs, but I would not say he has taken... I know that they played in the Sugar Bowl his final year at Baylor, and then he went to the NFL, and that did not work. But I can't sit here and tell you, oh yeah, I remember this litany of games where Matt Rhule was kicking ass against teams no one thought he could beat.
Well, because he hasn't. He's 2-23 all-time against the top 25.
I mean, that's worse than Franklin.
He is 2-23 all-time against top 25 teams.
But he's a Penn State guy, and I think that's going to matter here.
And a lot of those games, I will give him this, though, he had to punch up because he was at the non-traditional college football program and he had to play presumably teams that had more resources and higher star recruits and a bigger commitment to college football. So he was playing with fewer cards in the deck. I think that that's true. So he should have probably a not so great record against top 25 teams, but 2-23 is really, really bad. And I think all he has proven so far as a college football coach, and this is saying something, this is a huge compliment to him. He has proven that he can take the dregs of college football and make them good. But this is not the situation at Penn State.
Can he's you trying name the to, two ranked teams he's beaten, by the way? Because I just looked them up and found them. They both happened at Temple, as far as I can tell.
Were they American Conference teams? Memphis?
Mm-mm. East Carolina and Navy.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at this correctly.
You probably are.
I mean, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
He almost beat Penn State when he was at Temple.
I remember that
Played a pretty tough game against them in 2016.
So, I would not be ecstatic about it. I'm also... But
you're not a Penn State fan.
I'm not a Penn State fan, so that's exactly right.
They're getting talked about as looking at Fran Brown as another one of the non-major candidates.
Yeah, and let me say this about him as a guy that does have an opinion on the person because he coaches my alma mater.
They poached Fran Brown. How would you feel?
I wouldn't feel great because my team would lose a good coach, but he's not going to get the Penn State job.
No, I know.
He can't get the Penn State job because the optics of hiring a man who most recently went like 4-8 to be your head coach is not going to fly. And that's what Syracuse is going to end up this year because their starting quarterback got hurt. And no one's going to want to hear that excuse at an introductory press conference. So he's out. Like, tons of people would have to say no for him to get the job.
It would be a hire that lands with a huge thud.
It's apparently Matt Rule's job to lose, basically.
Matt Rule at Baylor, 0-11 against ranked teams. Even his 11-3 team.
Yep.
No wins against ranked teams that year.
Because of his background and love affair with the university and who the AD is there. He is the odds-on favorite, and I want to hear from Penn State fans on how they truly feel about that at 412-928-9370. I will guess if we get no calls or few calls on this, I will take that to mean Penn State fans don't care about Matt Rule, don't have an opinion on Matt Rule, and are hoping he doesn't get hired. But if we hear from people on this, maybe they'll either persuade me that this is a good idea. Not that I need persuading, because it's not my school hiring a coach. But I would say, as somebody with no skin in the game, I'm looking at where Penn State is at. I'm looking at what Matt Rule's resume is. And I would say, if the goal here is to get over the hump, here's a man that loses to the hump every time he plays.
The hump is undefeated against him.
Right.
I thought I had
he
to have
gets
been,
to the hump and can't get over it, a la the guy that is now out of work. Here is the breaking news on James Franklin that I teased and I just want to get to here before we get to calls. Mm-hmm. Here is the stipulation in his contract. He has to, by rule in the contract,
look for
another job in either coaching or broadcasting. He can't just sit around and collect a check. He needs to show that he's doing that. Now, maybe he could get around it and ESPN hires him for $50,000 and, you know, Penn State is on the hook for the rest of it, which might happen. Who knows? I don't know if there's anything in any clause
Pittman,
in there.
Well, Sam Pittman, who just left Arkansas, paid a little bit of money back to Arkansas. I forget what the verbiage is, what they call that clause, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Instead of take the full buyout, he said, here's $1.2 million. I want to go fish, basically. Like, that's the real thing that just happened there, and he did them a solid. So.
So the bottom line here is that a lot of this buyout probably will get paid by the school that hires James Franklin either next year or 2 years from now, in case Penn State fans and other people were wondering about all that money that they're, you know, right now responsible for. 412-928-9370. Let's get to a call here on Matt Rule, and then we'll take more on the other side, beginning with Pete in Cannonsburg. Hello, Pete. Hi, Pete.
You know, we all get trapped into this question whenever coaches are getting hired. You know, let's get the best guy, like Wani. He's got that Pitt connection. Let's get him. So my question is, does Penn State want the best guy, or do they want the best Penn State guy?
Well, I don't know. How do you come down on that? Are you a Penn State fan?
Yeah.
I I am a fan of Pitt. I'm a fan of Ohio State, and I'm a fan of whoever's playing Penn State.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Here is David in Aspinwall. Hello, David.
I don't know why we haven't heard anybody talk about Urban Meyer.
We literally talked about this yesterday, as he could probably be the best guy for them to hire. And the fact that you called in and said, let's talk about Urban Meyer, tells me that Matt Rhule does absolutely nothing for you. Is that fair?
It's a step backwards.
Thank you, David. And that's where we'll start this.
I want to get back to the calling.
It's a step backwards. 412-928-9370. Yes, Malzie?
Well, he says something relevant. I feel like people need to know this. Big boosters do drive a lot of this. And so he said, like, in Canonsburg, Pete, he goes, well, do people want the best guy or the best guy who's from that university? When the people who are signing, like, helping write the check are boosters who went there,
yep,
that's absolutely going to influence who they want. That's
right.
Just how this sausage is made. Fake John and Robinson asks this question, which I want to answer before the break. He says, can they get Lanning from Phil Knight in Oregon, or would the alum thing be that important? I don't even need to get to the alum thing. I don't think they can get Dan Lanning from Oregon.
No, because he can win a national championship there, and he has everything he needs. Phil Knight is going to get paid.
Phil Knight would just say, hey, Dan, what do you want?
And then some, exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It does say a lot about where we are in college ball right now, that 3 weeks ago, that they could be number two in the country. 16 days ago, they were leading the number two team in the country or whatever in overtime. And this is going to happen more. I don't know that we're fully aware of how our sport is changing as rapidly as it's changing. You can't build these massive conferences. Like, we're just going to lose games more. It's just what's going to happen. Last night in the National Football League, the Detroit Lions play the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs won to go to 3-3. And no one thinks that Andy Reid's not a good coach, and no one thinks Dan Campbell's not a good coach, because they've only won, you know, four out of their first six, and they're in second place. It's just, but that's why they have a big thing at the end of the year called the playoff, which is what we're getting to. I think we're in a strange place in this sport, because if you can have a bad 3 weeks and it can go like that quickly, it just lets everybody know we're not where we used to be.
That is Manny Diaz, who was James Franklin's former defensive coordinator at Penn State, who is now Duke's head coach and has done a pretty good job there in only his second year. But I've heard his name as like one of these dark horse guys. Number one, he already failed at Miami. And number two, is that what you want to do? You want to hire a former James Franklin assistant? You just got rid of James. Why would you want someone with like a James?
It almost feels like a safe, like we won't get let down or something like that.
You want to distance yourself from James Franklin. Don't want to bring in an associate.
I would think. The YouTube chat's getting feisty. Some of them are Pitt fans who are just amused / exasperated by some Penn State talk, and they merely want me to get you to say this out loud, Pony, what your prediction is for this week's Pitt game as they take on your beloved Orange.
Pitt is going to win the game by at least 20 points, if not more. Yeah.
I think that they actually are not even swayed by your jinxing powers. They just wanted
there
to
are no
you admit
jinxing
it.
Powers there. That none necessary. One team has a quarterback and the other team doesn't. There you go. There's the analysis.
Before we go back to the phones here, I do think the weird thing about the Penn State job opening right now is the one slam dunk guy that in theory they can get, or people think they can get, because he's at a quote unquote lesser program, which, I mean, Indiana's better than them, but historically it's no contest. I'm not positive Kurt Cignetti even wants to leave, and there are a lot of people who probably want to keep him there. Other than that, Pony, What program has a coach that they could poach that is definitively going to do a better job that you can say, oh yeah, that guy's an upgrade over Franklin? I don't think one exists.
Right now, Matt Rhule is the odds-on favorite. He went 7-6 at Nebraska last year. He is 5-1 right now and has the Cornhuskers ranked. He is a Penn State alum who was a walk-on player there in the 90s. He's also 2-23 all-time against the top 25.
He has not won a game against a top 25 opponent at Baylor or Nebraska.
So how do Penn State fans feel about Matt Rhule? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Jared. He's on the fan. Hello, Jared.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Can you take us off speakerphone?
I'll do my best. Sorry.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Perfect.
Mississippi.
All right, let's try it now.
Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, we're way good. Better.
All right. So my thing with Matt Rhule is I think he's just more of the same. He's more of the same. You're going to get 9, 10, 11 wins. And I don't understand what goes, like, I also think this is Pat Kraft's legacy, who he hires. And do you really want to
hold on,
put your legacy on?
I love that point, but in the reverse of the way that it's Pat Kraft's legacy. And he says, do you really want to pin your legacy on a guy that's really more the same? Jarrett, that's where Pat Kraft and Matt Rhule being like best buddies, I think, factors in. I absolutely think Pat Kraft would look at his good friend as somebody he would be comfortable putting his legacy on because he would have an outsized belief in Matt Rhule's abilities.
But you've also been someone today that's talked about living in your fears. If it blows up in your face, not only do you lose your dream job as athletic director, you might lose your best friend too.
What, those two are going to go their separate ways, like journey, if it
I don't know,
go
like, well?
Well,
hold on, though. You know,
they'll get fired together like Thelma
okay,
and Louise
but
if it goes bad.
Okay, would you say that you and Craig were pretty good friends from the second he produced the show?
Yeah.
Has him being our boss changed the friend dynamic at least a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay.
But not a ton.
Fair enough. It's talk show host.
If he and I weren't good friends, we wouldn't go on the air and just give him a hard time and call him Content Craig and mess
sure.
with him at all times.
But that's also because the show tends to do fine and the station does well.
Sure.
If neither of those two things were true,
admittedly,
it would
Craig
get
had
very,
come,
very awkward, man.
Craig had to fire me because the show was hitting the skids.
How could you just go back to being like, hey, you want to like come over and watch the game next weekend? Hey, you know how we've been going on vacation? You want to keep doing that even though you had to fire me?
Well, I do think the difference there is, and this is going to sound funny, he would be firing him after giving him a very large contract. Pat Kraft isn't exactly hard up for money himself, and so I think it's easier to stay buddies if you're both still millionaires.
I think that's our perspective on it from the outside looking
well,
in,
but Matt,
which makes
you know
sense.
What, though? Matt Rhule says making money's nice, but it's really tough when people are mean to you.
I think these guys are so egotistical who work in big-time college sports where, like, just the golden parachute stuff is not enough to mend.
No, they
want to
be beloved. I think Franklin's big problem was he was never loved to the degree that he like,
thought he deserved.
Than, yeah, other and, than winning, you know, not winning big games.
And I think the players there who we've heard talk agree with that. That's what Nick Dawkins said earlier in the show. Here's Gary in Hopewell. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Andrew, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I just want to add one thing here. I think maybe you're missing a little bit of context or a little information. When you compare some of these other coaches to Franklin saying that they've lost or they've, you know, only won 1 out of 10 games, top 25, top 10, whatever. Franklin's loss record in those games, he's generally been in the top 25 or in the top 10 when he's made those losses.
No doubt. That's why I said Matt Rhule, for example, is usually punching up where he's at the inferior program.
Yeah,
but 2-23 is 2-23, man. That's terrible.
I agree with what you said, Chris, but I felt like the point you were making was more about lesser program, you know, not getting high recruits, et cetera, et cetera. But my point is, Franklin's failure has been, he's been ranked 8 and played number 4 and got his butt kicked. You know, I mean,
I understand the differentiation.
Over and over and over.
All right, so does that make you feel like Matt Rhule's resume is actually one that, you know, warrants him being the next Penn State coach?
No, I just feel like, I just feel like, you know, whether it's you guys or guys on the, you know, the national scene, I think there's some context that needs added when you're talking about young guys that are trying to prove themselves in lower programs.
Fair enough. I think you attempted to do so. And
let me just be very clear about Baylor, though, his final year, his best year there, Pony.
Yep.
They were ranked 12th. They hosted Oklahoma, who was ranked 10th. They lost.
Yep.
They were ranked 8th. They again hosted they were playing the Big 12 title game against Oklahoma, who was ranked 6th. They lost. They then went to the Sugar Bowl, 8th ranked, against 5th ranked Georgia. They lost. So the closest apples to apples season we have for him, where he had presumably as many dudes as he was ever going to have, like roster wise.
Right.
Every time he went up against a comparable opponent, he did lose. Even if you just want to make it a small sample size, that's still 0-3 when it's kind of apples to apples with James.
Here is, let's talk to Joel in Slippery Rock. Hello, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, hi, man. Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, lifelong Penn State fan, I'm very underwhelmed if Matt Rhule got in as head coach.
We're hearing a lot of that,
James
Joel.
Franklin. Yeah, I think James Franklin, despite him, really, really recruits good athletes. And when James has those athletes on the field, despite him, his athletes could win him the game sometime. I don't know if Rhule is going to bring in the guys that James does, and I'm just don't have a good feeling about it.
All right, thanks, Joel.
I think if Rhule, just hypothetically, if Rhule brought in, if James Franklin brings in 9.5 out of 10 level recruits on average, okay.
Which I think he did.
Like a top 10 recruiting class. I think he was always in the 8 to 12 range.
Yep.
And Matt Rhule, let's say, brings in a more like 15 to 20,
yep.
But coaches him up better, I think you'd end up with better results than what James Franklin produced. If you come in with the 16th ranked recruiting class versus the 8th, but you are coaching them significantly better on game day, you're going to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Win more games than Franklin.
That music means it's time for the PM team name game. Here's how it works. Joel Nelson's in studio officiating. Two categories were picked by an Odyssey Pittsburgh employee before today's show for us. Joel introduced a category. The three of us, Chris Muller, Andrew Filippone, Donnie Football, we'll take a stab guessing names from that list, from that category. Until one of us either gets it wrong or can't think of a right answer. At which point, when someone gets it wrong, they will get a point. Points are bad. The more points you have at the end of the year, the worse you did.
This is golf.
And I believe right now...
You got the Browns QB one wrong, right?
No.
No, that was me.
That was Donnie got it wrong. And I got the
halftime
shows wrong. I believe I have 11?
12.
I have 12, 10 to 9 maybe?
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Yes. 12 for Malzi, 10 for Donnie, 9 for me.
No, you have 10. He has 9.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure Donnie is technically still in the lead.
Okay. How do we feel about today, Nelly?
First one, teams who have appeared in the college football playoff.
Like
all time?
All schools. Time, since they started the playoff.
In what, like 14 it was, I think?
Yes. I think that's right. Wasn't 13
yeah,
the
so
last?
Yeah, so the four-team playoff would count.
Yeah, four and now the one iteration of the 12-team.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Who starts?
You do, because you're in last.
Alabama.
Next.
Penn State.
Next.
Ohio State.
Next.
I mean, I'll keep the states going. Boise State.
Next.
Georgia.
Next.
Clemson.
Yes.
SMU.
Yes.
Notre Dame.
Yep.
Indiana.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Florida State.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Oregon, yes.
Michigan.
Michigan.
What do I want to use here? I will go with Washington.
Washington, yes.
Teams that have appeared in the college football playoff, PM team name game. Donnie?
Texas.
Texas, yes.
Malls?
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Speaking of Texas, how about... I want to use them. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yes.
Arizona State.
Yes.
I don't think they've been named yet. LSU.
LSU. Good. Did anybody keep track of how many total we have?
Yes, I got all of them written down.
Okay. There are 21 of
these. All right,
these.
So hold on. 1, 2, 3, total? 4, 5, 21 6, total. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There's only two more.
Well, I've got one.
Oh, you know what? It might be 22. Hang on one second.
Oh, God. If it's 22 and I have to name the last one.
I've got one here.
Freak the F out.
TCU.
TCU. 12.
Could we clear 16. A category for the first time?
I really want to do that, but
in
man, now I got to run through.
Name game history.
I okay. think I have the one that we haven't said, but man, I'm not sure.
Bama, Penn State, Ohio State.
Here,
Boise
I'm going to read it off. I'm going to read it off.
Okay,
for you,
I have them in front of me. I'm
Bama, Penn State, Ohio State, Boise, Georgia, Clemson, SMU, Notre Dame, Indiana, Tennessee, Florida State, Oregon, Michigan, Washington, Texas, Mich State, Oklahoma, Arizona State, LSU, TCU.
I do see a name that hasn't been mentioned.
So there's one.
All right. How many? All right. How many total do you? Trying to look.
Nelly, on the list, I have 20. We have 20 even.
20? Okay. Yeah, I know there
is
another
one more. So there's only one.
Correct.
So it's either Donnie loses or we clear the category.
Yeah, so we're safe right now, Malzi.
Oh, it feels good, man. It feels real good. 12.
Pony, I think I got it, brother. I think I actually have it.
Yeah, 21.
I think I got it. Nelly, is this it right here?
You can start the clock on me.
I am.
God. I think that's the one, though. I feel like it is. No.
No.
I'm really glad Donnie's in this hot seat and not me, then.
Oh, Donald. Three, come on, six, Donald.
Nine, 12,
get us over the hump here.
Okay.
10 seconds.
21.
Oh, man.
9.
Oh, boy.
8. 7. 6.
This is liberating.
5. 4. 3.
I don't think I know who it is.
2. 1.
Got to say something.
Oklahoma State.
The Cincinnati Bearcats.
Oh!
Pony, I had Ole Miss.
Desmond Ritter. Played
Ole Miss
Bama.
Didn't go.
I know. I had them written down. So you knew Cincy, obviously.
I didn't have it off the top of my head.
I was between I had them, I had Ole Miss on mine, and I knew Wisconsin wasn't in. I was
that
truly
is a
drawn
tough
blanks.
Beat.
All right. Pony, we needed that one, though, to pull our guy back reel him in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I was told before the show I wouldn't even get one right in this next category, so I don't know how long I'm going to be tied.
I'll
with
be
Donnie
honest.
For.
I'm just proud of myself, as usual, that I did not completely faceplant on a sports one. That's always a small win for me.
Well, wait. Did you say you wouldn't have gotten that
no,
if it came
I would
came
have messed
around?
It up. Yeah. I would have said Ole Miss. Man. I was convinced that Ole Miss was in there.
Nelly, category.
All right. So it is top 50 grossing horror films. Do we want to use the Wikipedia list or the ultimatepopculture.com list?
Ultimatepopculture.com.
I don't. I mean, I'll vote for Wikipedia.
I'm gonna vote for Wikipedia.
I don't really
too.
Care what high school teachers say. Use Wikipedia.
Probably here. Because yeah. Wikipedia is pulling their list from ultimatepopculture.com.
No, he said it's different, Donnie. Oh. I mean, Anelli. All right, Donnie, you start here. This is tailor made for you, brother.
Halloween.
Halloween, yes, 32 on the list.
Oh, that
32.
Well, you got to figure movies cost less to go to back then. Blair Witch Project.
Yes. Oh, 38 of them.
30?
38.
I got excited there. You know what? This is what I'm going to do right now. I'm either going to go out like the person said, on top.
As in on
and
the
get
bottom,
one wrong.
Like a bum.
Because I'm just going to throw one out there because
he's going to get it
this
right,
is
done.
Always something we
debate,
get mad about.
Yeah, I know
Jaws.
What it is. Yeah,
it's, yeah, Jaws, yep.
They count Jaws?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Number five.
Ron Jaworski.
The 1975 film, correct?
Yeah. No, the 2022
well,
Jaws.
Well, if you guys aren't aware, Joel has seen like zero movies.
I know.
The 1975 film.
Yes,
who's
the one
seen
with the,
fewer
the one
movies,
with the big
Joel
shark.
Or Dunlap? Because yeah. Dunlap used to brag of only having seen like six movies ever.
Yeah, see, here's where I'll give Joel credit. Like, Colin takes a
it's
pride
a badge
in
of
it.
Honor,
Joel's
yeah.
like, yeah, that's a bad job by me.
All right, Donnie.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
What was that
plays,
one?
Yeah, I like hearing where they rank, if you don't mind.
Trying to find where the...
Maybe it didn't make it.
Oh. I mean, when we count...
Just like the OG one, it should be yeah. Paranormal Activity.
It definitely is on there.
Yeah, not necessarily.
It costs like $5 to make.
Hold on.
It might not make it,
Nelly,
man.
What is it?
Like, are we talking like... do we want individuals?
Individuals.
Or
yes, the individual Paranormal Activity movie.
Individual Paranormal Activity.
Man, this is nerve-wracking.
It's not like on the top 50,
then
but like, you know,
it.
But it's part of like, you know, the highest grossing horror film franchises and film series.
That's a totally different topic.
I'm baffled by this because I just would have assumed that that's
what?
A safe one.
Yeah.
It's almost as if like they combined
I'm a little bit
everything
skeptical
into
here.
One.
I know. What
I,
if
I
they...
think we got it. I think we got to count it. Right?
I think
if it's not on the top
this.
50 list, it doesn't count.
Hold on.
It's got to be on the top 50 list by Wikipedia.
Sounds like Joel. Like it sounds like it's very confusing what he's looking at.
Paranormal Activity. I'm just going to look up its Wikipedia page only.
Yeah.
Okay. It is, it made $194.2 million. It's absolutely on the list.
If it's not on that Wikipedia's top 50 list, I don't know what to tell you guys. We can't just say because we believe it should be on the list that we know more than Wikipedia does. You guys picked Wikipedia to be the list.
Tony.
All right, so you're telling me 194 mil, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, number 50 on the list made 209 mil.
There you go. Didn't make it.
As crazy as that is.
How is that possible?
Yeah. I'm stunned.
Wow.
Stunned
well,
too.
You got lucky, Pony. Lucky rabbit's foot for you today.
Oh, wow.
I'm flummoxed by that.
What the hell? Okay, I want to hear the list now.
Was The Conjuring on there?
Yeah, that was on here.
How about Jaws 2?
Jaws 2 was number 50.
Are you kidding me?
How about Jaws 3?
Jaws 3. Don't think that made it.
Okay.
List of highest grossing horror films. You ready?
Yep.
It, 700 million. The Sixth Sense, 672. I Am Legend, 585. This is Wiki. World War Z, 540. Jaws. It Chapter 2. The Conjuring. Last Rites. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Damn it.
The Exorcist. Signs. Prometheus. Pony, do you even know what Prometheus is?
Do not.
Prequel to the Alien movies.
Okay.
Sinners. The Nun. Hannibal. Alien Romulus. A Quiet Place. That's a good movie. The Conjuring 2. The Conjuring. Final Destination. Bloodlines. Resident Evil. The Final Chapter. Annabelle. Creation. Resident Evil. Afterlife. Van Helsing?
Here's the issue that we got.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
I'm going to tell you what.
We got a lot of movies on there. I question if they're actually
Constantine.
No. Well, that's true.
Interview with the Vampire.
Here's the problem.
But we made the decision to go with
yeah.
it.
Not only did we make that decision, what we didn't take into account is that so many of the movies now make so much money that it's heavily slanted towards recent
modern movies.
Modern movies, right?
Here. Just to drive that home, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 movies on the list made before 2000. Thank
yeah,
God.
Because
that's
I
crazy.
I believe
Blair Witch scared the hell out of me saying that.
I believe the Halloween that was on that list, Joel, was the one that got made in 2018, not the OG.
Correct,
classic.
It was. Yeah,
it was
You're
18.
Right. Donnie.
Is that movie called Halloween?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Okay, so you actually got by on a technicality there.
Donnie, I...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.